Now, there's an exciting rumour doing the rounds among my friends in the restaurant trade, and they're all asking whether Dubai could be the first place in the Middle East to get a Michelin guide. These veneered travel books have been published for more than a century, and the Red Guide awards Michelin stars for excellence to a few select establishments. Now, the acquisition or loss of a star can have a dramatic effect on the success of a restaurant. But where did this rumour start, and why is it such a big deal? Now, I can tell you where it started. Michael Ellis, who is the international director of the Michelin Guide, actually started the rumour by saying it was only a matter of time before an army of anonymous food inspectors would descend on Dubai to get to start reviewing our restaurants. But I wanted to find out whether or not we've got enough good restaurants in Dubai, and that's why we've invited Samantha Wood, who's a restaurant critic who runs the blog Food Diva. And here she is in the studio to join us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Georgie, and welcome.
It is lovely to have you here. And first of all, I've got to ask you, since you have your finger absolutely on the pulse of the restaurant trade out here, is there any truth in these rumours?
I think there definitely is. It's clearly Dubai's goal to bring Michelin here by 2020, so I think they're actively working towards that. How soon? I'm not quite sure.
Well, I mean, the top question is, obviously, we've got an extraordinary number of restaurants here in Dubai, and there's more opening every week and virtually every day in certain seasons. But do you think we've actually got enough good restaurants here to make a Michelin guide worthwhile?
Good question. I think we have a handful of restaurants, but I don't think we have enough critical mass of good restaurants that would make the Michelin standard cut and that would make a guide rich enough to launch here in Dubai. Now, if you were to look at something that was more regional, to cover a wider area across the Middle East and Africa, then perhaps yes.
Yeah. Are you actually saying that you don't think Dubai's restaurants are good enough?
I don't think we have enough good restaurants that would make the Michelin standard cut. Yes, we have a handful, but you can't launch a guide with a handful of restaurants.
But does it include other nationalities cooking, Chinese, Indian, for instance? We have a lot of great Indian restaurants. Would it cover those as well?
Yes, it would. But I think where we're lacking, and the reason I am a little bit worried about this, is that Dubai doesn't have enough homegrown concepts that really represent modern Middle Eastern food, that are licensed more than sort of the cafe concepts that we have here. And I think that's what Michelin really needs to see to launch a successful guide here.
I'm going to ask you at the end of the interview, I'm going to make people wait for your for who you'd recommend to be in the Michelin Guide, which restaurants you think are good enough now. I'd like to ask you, though, how do you see Dubai's dining scene evolving? How do you see us getting better? Do you see these sort of homegrown concepts coming through?
I think the restaurant scene here is definitely maturing. I mean, I've been here 17 years and it's changed a lot over the last few years in particular. We've moved away from sort of just focusing on celebrity chef concepts. We are seeing locally developed concepts opening here across different cuisines, different price segments, licensed, unlicensed. We're also seeing hotels contract out their restaurants and bringing in third parties to operate that, which is also a sign of a maturing scene. So there's definitely changes and we're moving in the right direction, but I think that we still have a long way to go.
We've got quite a lot of top Michelin chefs, though, out here, haven't we?
Yes.
So who are those?
Well, actually, just to clarify one thing as well, because I think there's a lot of misconception out there. Michelin attributes stars to the restaurants, not the chefs. So a chef can leave a restaurant and still retain that star.
So just to go, so they award the star to the restaurant, but if the chef leaves the restaurant, he takes the star with him.
No, he does not take the star with him. So the star, it's actually a rosette.
Okay.
But yeah, the star actually goes to the restaurant. If the chef leaves, they can still retain that star up until Michelin goes in to review the year after, and then they'll assess whether they can still retain that star or perhaps they'll lose it. Yeah.
Now, there's quite a mystery to the way Michelin reviews their restaurants. They like to keep a sort of huge air of mystique. Mm. Tell me a bit more about that.
Well, yes and no. There is an air of mystique in terms of criteria, but they've made it very clear, and this is, again, something that not everyone knows about, that when They're rating 1 and 2 stars. They are looking at food only. At 2 stars, they're also looking at the beverage list. But when it comes to 3 stars, that's where service and surroundings come in. So service is only being rated for a 3-star restaurant.
And there aren't very many 3-star restaurants in the world, are there? You have to be really, really exceptional for that. Now, we've got a minute and a half to go, so it's time for me to ask which of the restaurants you would say would be good enough for a Michelin star or even 2 out here in Dubai.
Okay. All right. I've got 4 homegrown licensed concepts as my picks and 1 celebrity chef import. So in no particular order, we have Ruya, which is a new modern Turkish restaurant that opened recently at Grosvenor House. A British chef, Colin Clegg's at the helm there. And he's basically created sort of a modern lighter twist on traditional Turkish cuisine. We also have The Experience by Chef Reef. He's the ex-Zuma chef, Singaporean guy, and he has basically taken the traditional sort of chef's table to another level by creating a 12-seat restaurant above Play in the H Hotel, which is also his restaurant as well. Then we have something quite different, Bocca. It's a homegrown Mediterranean stroke sort of Spanish concept with an Italian chef.
And the only one I've been to.
Oh, really? Okay, good. Okay, so did you notice the flavours in the food?
Yes. Yeah.
80% of their produce year-round is sourced locally, which is phenomenal for Dubai. And it just shows you that restaurants can source locally year-round if they want to do it. Then we have Tomo for really authentic Japanese food. I mean, Nobu dines there. He rates it very highly. So it's got to be good. And then my celebrity import would be Social by Heinz Beck at Waldorf Astoria Palm. And I think that's really because with a lot of with cuisine of that type, I think it's very hard to combine style and substance. And yet he manages to bring flavors into the food as well as cooking with a very innovative style.
Amazing. Samantha Wood, restaurant critic who runs the blog Food Diva and insists on paying for every meal she reviews, just like the critics of the Michelin Guide. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio this morning.
Just eat it.
Oh, girl.